Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about making genetic decisions to improve your commercial herd. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Trent Smith, Mississippi State University Animal and Dairy Sciences Associate Professor. So, Trent, what's the first thing we must do before improving our commercial herd?
Well, the first thing is, of course, to determine what your objective would be. And that would be looking at what product you're trying to produce, whether it be selling calves at weaning, which normally we see that for the most part with most commercial herds. And also maybe if you're looking at keeping calves and carrying them on through the feedlot or retaining ownership. Another product might be producing replacements for sale. Heifers or bred heifers are very valuable at this point. So it's really just determining your product. But the number one objective, I think, is to, of course, increase income and decrease cost.
And once we establish that objective, it's time to find ways to meet that objective. Tell me about this.
Well, the first thing you want to do is assess where your herd is, because if you don't know where they are right now, then you don't know how you can reach your objectives. And one of the common things we see, particularly with a commercial herd, is determining breed makeup. We do want to take advantage of crossbreeding if possible. One rule of thumb is that if you have a cow herd that's basically greater than 75% of one breed, then consider some changes. Maybe consider using a different breed that complements the cows, different breed of bull that complements the cows that you have in your herd.
And the next step is to determine the performance level of each animal. What does this involve?
Well, for the most part, you could look at each animal individually and, of course, look at them phenotypically, look at how they basically visually, how they're put together. But the other thing is to consider performance records and look at those animals and how they performed in the past. And one of the things, if you're thinking about evaluating cows, just some records to think about would be calving interval. How often basically does she have a calf? Does she give you a calf every year? And that would go back to, of course, reproduction. You'd like to get more cows bred early in the year so that they can basically be ready for that next time to rebreed and produce another calf. Another time is at calving, evaluating the udders on those females. We do see a lot of females that leave out of the herd due to udders. And also, of course, when those calves get to weaning age, when you wean those calves, you know, there's a couple of things that you could look at. One would be basically kind of a measure of cow efficiency, and that's just really looking at how much she weans off compared to her body weight. And one of the expected things we would look at would be that we would expect her to basically wean about 50% or greater of her body weight.
And we can also add another record to this information. Tell me about that.
Well, percent calf crop is also very important. And that's just pretty much the number of calves that you actually wean compared to the number of cows or females that you've exposed, meaning that you've exposed to a bull, whether it be AI or natural service. And we can look at that, and what we'd expect to reach would be approximately about 80% or greater. Anytime we can improve percent calf crop, then that means that we're producing more calves out of those females and hopefully increasing our revenue. Some other records, if we don't look at cows, the other thing we can look at is our heifers that are coming back into the herd, evaluating those females just as far as their age and weight. Also, maybe even looking at pelvic area on those females to try to keep from any calving difficulty that we might could run into. Another class of animals to look at as well would be the steers that you produce, or the bull calves that you produce, and you castrate those calves. Then if you don't sell them at weaning, you carry them out to a feedlot, and those calves are, of course, on a finishing diet or a high concentrate diet. We can evaluate them for post-weaning growth. And then, of course, when you harvest those animals, we can look at carcass traits as well.
Thank you so much, Trent. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Trent Smith, Mississippi State University Animal and Dairy Sciences Associate Professor. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.